Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refuses to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all absolutely doing fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for August 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two. Our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. Man, have we got a battle going on in America everywhere. The federal government seems to be losing at every turn, but they're violating rights, violating due process, literally abusing patriots everywhere. It's absolutely out of control. But we've got good news. Our guests today, Andrea Parker, wife of Eric Parker, reporting live from Henderson, Nevada / Las Vegas area. We've also got Deb Jordan, co-host of The Pete Santilli Show, thepetesantillishow.com for that. Andrea, welcome back.
Thank you, Sam, for having me.
Are you there, Deb? Welcome back.
I'm here. Thank you, Sam.
All right, let's let Andrea announce the fantastic news if people haven't already seen it on the web. Go, Andrea.
Okay, so they read the verdict yesterday here in Las Vegas, and they acquitted Ricky Loveland and Stephen Stewart of all charges.
Say that again.
They acquitted Ricky Loveland and Stephen Stewart of all charges.
Innocent until proven guilty, ladies and gentlemen. No proof, therefore innocent. The judge, even though I think she's a thug, she flat out said, release them immediately, right?
Yes. In fact, it was amazing. And Scott Drexler was acquitted of all charges except for assault of a federal officer and the 924C that is attached with that charge. So all other charges he was acquitted from. And then Eric Parker was acquitted of all other charges except for assault of a federal officer, the 924C that goes with that, threatening a federal officer, the 924C that goes with that. And both Eric Parker and Scott Drexler were released from Henderson Detention Center and put in a halfway house last night. And they have a detention hearing this morning to see if the government is going to try to retry those two men with those charges. But the most important is they have been acquitted of all other charges, and that includes conspiracy against the government, counts one and two.
In fact, nobody was involved in a conspiracy, right?
That is correct.
Oh, Deb Jordan, what do they say to that? Their whole idea hung on this conspiracy line. In fact, the only people involved in a conspiracy was your out-of-control, belligerent government.
Correct. And so it looks to us like they're going to start having a really hard time proving conspiracy on the guys who are coming up and set to go on trial the next tier, which is tier one, and of course is the tier that Pete Santilli is in.
In fact, I submit to you this: dividing the defendants up in tiers literally smacks a conspiracy on the government side, doesn't it, Deb?
You know what? Seriously, when you watch this, these trials and how they unfold, the conspiracy is clear on the government side. I mean, you can't mistake it. They have conspired to keep these guys from having a fair trial and a defense from the get-go. And I'm kind of waiting this morning to see, you know, exactly what they how they're going to move forward on this, because you know, that they've backed themselves into a corner.
Here's my fear. The judge gets to decide these gun charges. Why didn't the jury decide that as well? You could say, well, the jury got hung on that, Andrea Parker. But usually people are not guilty when a jury's hung, right? What's going on?
Well, actually, the jury was only hung 11 to 1. So there was one holdout.
But what that means usually, though, is not guilty, right? I thought it had to be, you know, what's going on there?
Well, we find out today at the detention hearing, but the fact that the judge let both men walk out last night, I was actually able to hug and kiss my husband and take him over to the halfway house. The first time we were able
That's what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Good. So The feelings between you two ladies must just be intense. Number one, you're so happy that your husband's released. You got to give him a hug and a kiss and be a little bit with him. That's wonderful. On the other hand, poor Deb, still waiting to see what the heck next tyrannical move they're going to make, it seems like, right?
Right. I mean, we were talking about this last week, and, you know, it really is emotional. And Andrea said to me, you know, this is going to become your life here. And, you know, and in the next trial, the same thing is going to happen. So we've talked about that, and it is emotional. And so, you know, but I think the jury took a lot of steam out of the government's bravado yesterday. I mean,
well, let me just make this very clear. This is time two where a jury, the people in America, their peers, if you will, said not guilty. That happened in Oregon, and it happened now. At some point, the government's on a witch hunt, folks.
Yeah, they came into this very arrogant, Sam. They, you know, they came in with a certain kind of swagger every single day. And we knew that, well, I think Andrea said it best when she said, just when I think they can't shock me, they shock me again. You know, it's shocking the lengths that they went to try to win this case and put these guys in prison for the rest of their life. It's shocking. They had no regard for the Constitution of the United States of America at all.
All right, Andrea, you're going to court, or you're going to see what the judge has to say today, right?
Absolutely. Eric and Scott will be able to walk in the front of the courthouse, and I'm hoping that I may be able to take my husband home, and we will be back in Idaho within a week.
Wow. Now, here's the problem, though, and maybe this is a premature discussion, and if so, just say so. What about a countersuit saying, you know what, you put me in jail forever and I'm not guilty of anything? At some point, there's a violation of the due process of law. There's a violation of this idea of a speedy trial. This innocent until proven guilty belief has been violated. How long did your husband have to sit in jail before a judge was forced to admit the jury's right, not, I repeat, not guilty?
You know, for me right now, it's just getting him to, you know, getting them to say full acquittals and that they're not going to press charges on these two guys again. I think the biggest and most important reason is that we're wasting the taxpayers' money with this. They have wasted millions of taxpayer dollars to try these guys the first time and then retry them when they had not even 50% approvals the last time. So to retry them when they were 11-1 for acquittals for just the four charges for Eric and the two charges for Scott is atrocity if they do that.
All right. Now, where is Rick and Steve?
They are out and spending a free night in Las Vegas tonight.
Wow. Well, that's fantastic news. I would get the heck out of Las Vegas as fast as I could, personally. Forget the free party time. I'd get the heck away from the tyrannic zone.
I'm sure that they feel the same way and want to get home to their families as fast as they can.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't trust those people for a million years to find some other weird, perverted, who knows what reason. I'd get the heck out of the jurisdiction, but that's just me. I just think these people are that evil, and I don't mean to be cynical or mocking. This is not a joke. This is not political radio theater or anything. I'm serious. I don't trust these people.
Well, I don't trust him after everything we saw in the courtroom, and I am a little worried about what kind of funny business they are going to play this time around, because it is the federal government, and they have unlimited amounts of money, your taxpayer dollars, and they can decide to do what they want with it.
Well, where's the Donald when you need him? He said he was going to make America great for everyone, and it's not been great for the guys that have been wrongfully put in jail, according to multiple juries now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely. 18 months in detention, and they were found not guilty yesterday.
Yeah, Donald went to Phoenix last night, but he should have went to Vegas.
He's in Vegas today.
Is he going to help? Is he going to speak out? Is he going to do or say anything that would be valuable here?
I suppose that's left to be seen, but one thing for sure, after all of the headlines yesterday, I would venture to say that the president absolutely is aware of what happened here yesterday. it hit all the major newspapers, and there was a lot of coverage here in Las Vegas itself. And we had some pretty good coverage, too. We had a lot of the media who has been here and been pretty silent during the whole trial.
And I might add silently hostile.
Yes, silently hostile. They came out swinging yesterday, and a lot of them came out and landed on the right side of this thing. And we've noticed a big switch in that.
A sea change, ladies and gentlemen. It's kind of like the revolution. While the getting's good, only the tough stand up. When the getting ain't, when the kind of see which way the wind blows, then everybody starts to jump aboard and pretend they're in front of the train. These two ladies, though, have done a tremendous job. Andrea Parker, Deb Jordan, on your radio live from Las Vegas. I repeat, not guilty.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Ladies and gentlemen, patriot women in the field standing tall for the sacred cause of liberty, reporting live on Liberty Roundtable from Las Vegas, Andrea Parker, Deb Jordan. Andrea celebrating. She got a hug and kiss her husband last night. Delightful to see. Thank heavens justice is done. Better late than never. I personally think a lawsuit ought to be filed against them, holding them innocent as they were, according to the jury, by the way. That is the rule of law in America, ladies and gentlemen. Multiple times saying not guilty, but they were held for a dang long time. I think the judge ought to be impeached. I think Donald ought to come out swinging in Vegas today. Our prayers are that he does so. Nevertheless, hopefully Deb Jordan will be able to get Pete free as well. But here's the deal. If the jury says no conspiracy on multiple times, you kind of wonder how the rest of the guys are going to be up on conspiracy charges. If there's no conspiracy, how does that all work? What do you say, Andrea?
Well, one of the things that's the best thing about coming out of this trial is now that these guys have been found not guilty of both conspiracy charges, they cannot use those pictures of Eric and Scott prone on the bridge against the other men. I am not sure how this will work, but it could start dropping charges immediately because these guys have been found not guilty of the conspiracy. You know, I think that they could drop some charges and possibly a couple 924Cs.
Are they going to be able to bring in the organ issue? Because I know they try to pretend it's not related, but the fact that they were freed by a jury there and the fact that their colleagues are freed in Vegas now, this is starting to be multiple wins for our side, even though it's taken forever and there's a problem with that. The fact is, I don't know if they're going to be able to bring that up or not. A creative attorney could probably.
I don't think they want. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Andrea. Then Jordan, Deb.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that they want to bring up Oregon in these cases. They don't want people to know that there was acquittals in Oregon already. They tried to avoid that at all costs in this trial.
The mainstream press has been guilty of peddling fake news for a while. And by the way, they wrote all the negative words about conspiracy and armed men and anti-government. And the list goes on and on and on and on and on. We need to somehow literally school the media on this reality. They literally persecuted them literally found them guilty in the court of public opinion via their media manipulations. And now they have egg all over their face, Deb Jordan.
Right. So last week we have, we've been dealing with the media here, calling our guys anti-government militants. And actually, the Las Vegas Review-Journal did a huge switch up and called them gun enthusiasts. Okay? So they started changing the language. And I think what happened here, Sam, is that the government went way too far. I think the media started picking up on that. They started reporting about that. They started reporting negatively about the maneuvers in the courtroom and the judge being openly biased against these defendants. And I think it backfired on them. I think that they thought that the population here in Nevada and Utah and surrounding areas would be for them. That as much hatred as they felt for our guys, that they felt pretty confident that everybody else would jump on board with that, and that they would be able to find a jury that would convict these guys. And I think what happened is that it just went absolutely the opposite way of what they had planned, and the jury didn't like it. Jess Marchese, who is Eric Parker's attorney, said yesterday that when he questioned the jury about this at the end of the trial yesterday, they told him that one of the biggest factors in them making the decision that they made was that when Eric Parker took the stand and the judge cut him off and would not let him tell his side of the story, they knew immediately that something was up and the government was trying to hide something. And that they wanted to hear Eric Parker speak, and they wanted to hear these guys speak. And it was obvious. It was obvious to the jury that the government was not allowing that to happen. And the jury turned on the prosecution at that point.
The other thing that needs to happen is the government, I would call them snipers or sharpshooters or whatever you want to call it, armed government thugs. At some point, somebody needs to sue those folks. I know they'll try to get government immunity or whatever you want to call it, but somebody needs to hold those people hostile. They were pointing guns at innocent Americans, Andrea.
Absolutely, that does need to happen. And I think that that's one of the biggest things we did down here is every time a person took the stand and testified, if they perjured themselves on the stand, we called them out on the live stream. We called them out on the radio. We called them out everywhere. They tried to sweep this trial under the rug and just pretty much hang these guys without anyone seeing. And the media was helping them along with this media blackout. And we came and we stood and we shouted, and it was not able to be swept under the rug.
All right. Well, thank heavens for Roger Stone for speaking out, for Judge Napolitano, for Alex Jones and many others. Again, it's taken a lot of us to work together. And if we just had 10 times the number of us that had the guts to stand up, and if we just had 10 times the money, just imagine what could happen. I mean, it could be incredible. Deb, the Pete Santilli show, is the show continuing right now?
No, we are suspended. Right. So one of the terrible things that has happened to us as being a media outlet is that everything that Pete and I worked for over the past 5 years, they've pretty much taken away from us. We had a huge YouTube channel.
And when the not guilty comes down for Pete, then we ought to counter sue and say you stole all of our livelihoods and everything else.
You aren't kidding. You aren't kidding. And you know, I mean, of course, just a natural reaction is, you know, a lawsuit. And, you know, especially these guys who have been completely acquitted here across the board. You know, I hope that they do. I hope they take that avenue that is afforded to them, because they were wrongfully incarcerated this whole time. And, you know, I got to tell you, when we look at the timeline of what happened that day, and we see the actual photos of who was in the wash in the very beginning of the protest, it's unarmed people. And it's very clear.
By the way, the peaceful rally in the very beginning in Oregon, I was at the front of that protest with Pete Santilli and others. You were there too,
correct,
Deb. And it just goes to show that, you know what, we are peaceful people. But the government comes with armed, hostile intention, right on through to the conspiracy that's been exposed in the courts these last months, right?
Right. And they had, let me tell you something, and this is something that people don't understand and they don't realize, that for 18 minutes and 49 seconds, the United States government, in the form of the Bureau of Land Management and Park Service, held AR-15 on peaceful protesters in that wash before Eric Parker, Scott Drexler, Ricky Loveleen, and Stephen Stewart ever dreamed of stepping foot on that bridge.
Wow. Andrea, how have you and your husband been able to keep alive financially when they basically take your husband, incarcerate him, and he's not guilty? How do you weather that financially?
We've had to rely on donations. I had to do some quick work and, you know, do things like refinance my house so that I missed two mortgage payments and, just, you know, literally by the skin of our teeth.
Wow. All right. What we're going to have to do, even after they get out, to help these gentlemen, these innocent Americans, recover financially and get back heart and soul together and family and everything else, we're going to have to find some fundraisers that literally catapult on this to raise a bunch of money and distribute it somehow equally or, you know, pay some of the expenses. I don't know exactly how to make it happen, but we've got to work together on that goal now, too, because the problem is they're set back so far, folks, borrowing money from family, relatives, just doing everything they can just to keep everything together for their families and take care of their children, and the list goes on and on. There's got to be a way we can do that. There's got to be a way Americans can all double down in support of what matters, Andrea.
Yes, that I'm not even there yet, but that's definitely one of the things. Today, for me, the biggest thing is to get into that courtroom and see what the next step for us is. If I will be taking home my husband fully acquitted, if we will be going home with pretrial release.
And you've got my personal number. What I need you to do, Andrea, is call me right after that so I have an update on that, if you would, please. Hang tight.
Absolutely.
One more pause right back with Andrea Parker, wife of Eric Parker, who, by the way, is not guilty, and Deb Jordan, still waiting for Pete Santilli. We'll keep an eye on this government conspiracy, folks, all the way through.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. They're still counting the statistics in Chicago. Just this past weekend, 63 people were shot in that city, 8 died. That weekend was the second most violent of the year, with the extended 4th of July weekend being the worst, when 102 people were shot. Despite having the most restrictive gun control laws in the country, Chicago is now the most violent place to be. The mayor continues to put some politically correct restrictions on the police that some say are limiting their effectiveness, while others say they are protecting citizens. Spanish police now say that they killed the man who was the driver of the van who ran down and killed 14 people in that recent Barcelona terrorist attack. The shooting took place in a small town about an hour west of Barcelona. The police initially reported the suspect was wearing a suicide vest, but that turned out to be fake. The police also confirmed that a man who is believed to have radicalized the members of the terrorist cell has also died. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Audio Compass is the perfect software solution for remote broadcasting. Consider Audio Compass for sporting events, talk show hosts, sound bites from the field, and more. Allow Audio Compass to transfer low-delay, crystal-clear audio over the Internet. AudioCompass.com.
There is a place you can go to get up to speed quickly on all the stories that matter to freedom-loving people. GovernAmerica.com features news and commentary about Agenda 21, technocracy, the economy, border violence, and more. Go to GovernAmerica.com. That's GovernAmerica.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
We're talking to Andrea Parker, wife of Eric Parker, and Deb Jordan. Deb Jordan's with the PeteSantilliShow.com. The jury acquitted, ladies and gentlemen. Really no conspiracy. Two were let go completely. Hey, they're free because they're not guilty. And two still have a couple of pending minor, you know, gun questions, but they were not guilty. All of them not guilty. I repeat, not guilty. Of a conspiracy. Dateline Las Vegas. Andrea and Deb are there. Liberty Roundtable Live. Andrea, I know you're not there yet for some of the discussion points that I've brought up, but I want Americans to be thinking about what they can do to be part of the solution going forward. It's one thing to wait with bated breath. It's another thing to keep up on the story. It's another thing to put money where your mouth is and support those who desperately need our help at this point. I know it's hard for you because you're one of them, and it's, you know, nobody wants to ask for money. But I'm just telling you right now, we the American people owe it to these patriots because our system really, even though they're free, and I'm grateful for that, it's better than some tyrannical systems where they might have been shot in the head if they were in Cuba or who knows where. So we're grateful for the blessings and some of the freedoms we have, but they were still wronged by a system that's literally rendered dysfunctional by an activist thug judge. In my opinion, Navarro needs to be impeached. And this mock of a trial, even though the jury saw right through it, I'm grateful for that. But it's still the mock of a trial. It's still a mockery of the system. This has got to stop because, you know what? It's them today and maybe you and me tomorrow. It's out of control and it's got to stop. Andrea, what's your response to that?
Well, we do have a PayPal set up. It's paypal.me/helpEricParker.
Okay, hold on. Let's say this again. paypal.me/helpEricParker, just like it sounds, no dashes or anything, just one way. Help Eric Parker, right?
That is correct.
Go ahead.
Also, a great place to donate for all the guys that are awaiting trial, you go to the Idaho Political Prisoners Foundation.org, and you can donate right to their commissary there.
All right, that's fantastic. What else do you want to say? I mean, you're just probably giddy. I bet you didn't get much sleep last night, did you?
I actually did not get much sleep last night. 3 a.m. came around so fast as we were celebrating and talking with these guys that have been helped for over 18 months. But I can tell you another thing that we really need support with is we need everyone to call their local representatives and tell them to call sessions and let them know that we no longer want our taxpayer dollars to be used to retry these guys. They have wasted so much money here, and this is the point where we really need to push. So no matter where you live, call and let them know that we do not approve for them to push for a retrial here again.
In my response, though, isn't this already the second trial?
Absolutely, it is.
And so you got Oregon, you got the first one, then, you know, mistrial, now you got the second one. At some point, I don't see how they get around this double jeopardy reality. They may be able to manipulate a technicality, but they're certainly violating the spirit of the intent of the founders, right?
Absolutely.
All right, Deb, I know you need to hop to another radio, or I'm sorry. Andrea, I know you need to hop to another radio show, so I'm going to let you fly so you can do that. I'm going to continue with Deb. And do you have any of the defendants that are available or no? Uh-oh, we might have lost Andrea. Are you there, Andrea?
Yes, I am.
Okay, are any of the defendants available at all?
Hold on one second.
All right. They might be a little hesitant to come on the radio since they're out so fresh. They may not want to speak at this time. I don't know, but I want to give them the opportunity nevertheless. Go ahead.
I think they're still, you know, getting up and they haven't really wrapped their minds around it yet.
Tell them we understand, no problem. What we want to make sure we do, though, and this is the critical point, I never want to push them to come on the radio, but I want them to know we'll be fair to them. We will let them speak and say what they want. And the most important piece that I want the media to learn from this exercise is let them speak for themselves. Okay, even if I'm for their cause, which I am, by the way, I'm gonna be very clear about that. I'm not afraid to admit that I'm for liberty, for innocence. Okay, but I want them to be able to speak for themselves. They don't even need me to speak for them. I might get it right, and I might do a good job. That's fine. But they need to be able to speak for themselves, Andrea, and that's the whole point. Where's the mainstream press letting them tell their side of the story?
Absolutely. I completely agree with you. Even Eric Parker in the courtroom wasn't allowed to tell his side of the story. So I'm sure after today, if we get full acquittals, he will be speaking up immediately.
Well, and you know you got a form with us. We'll let him say whatever he wants to say, and he can literally tell his side of the story to the world. We'll document it. We'll archive it. We'll make it available to use as you see fit. I've got a strange copyright. My copyright says you have the right to copy. Please do.
Well, thank you, Sam. We appreciate it.
So there you have it. I know you got to hop to another show. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you for having me.
There she goes, ladies and gentlemen. She's celebrating. Her husband got released to kind of a halfway house last night, not guilty of conspiracy, but now facing the judge, which I'm a little scared about. Where's the jury to finish that thing off? It was a hung jury, and therefore they ought to be let free on all counts. Nevertheless, the tyrannical agenda still is trying to extract whatever they can out of them. That's just my humble opinion, to which I'm entitled. Deb, what do you think? Why are they facing a judge after this? They should be let go. If the jury was hung, the jury's hung, and jury hung should mean not guilty, right?
Right, and this is the second time that they've been hung on this issue, okay? So they were hung the last time around, too. So, you know, it was kind of odd in the courtroom while they were debating back and forth, because the jury had sent in a note that said that they were not able to reach a verdict on all of the charges for all of the defendants. And of course, you can imagine the anxiety that welled up in us, right? Because we were really unsure about how the jury was going to take the fact that these guys weren't even able to put on a defense. We had no way of knowing how they felt. And so, you know, we were just kind of stuck in this purgatory-like state for a day. And so when the jury came back, and we could see almost immediately the judge change her tune. She said, before the jury even came back into the room, she said that, you know, so if we get a hung jury today, or we get acquittals, or she gave a couple of different scenarios, she said she started talking about releasing Eric Parker and Scott Drexler to a halfway house. And everybody was confused. We weren't used to her talking in this kind of language. It was the first time we had even heard her say anything about any of these defendants in the last 19 months being released for any reason whatsoever. So there was a lot of confusion among us, you know, who were sitting out in the gallery. We just all kind of just kept looking at one another going, you know, what is she talking about? You know, and then she made it clear that the plan was to release Eric Parker and Scott Drexler to a halfway house. And that was even before the jury read its verdict.
And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the not guilty verdict, because I believe justice to some degree has been done, not to mention they violated a speedy trial and due process of law and all those things. But nevertheless, I'm grateful for what's happened. However, this halfway house right out of the gate discussion tells me they've got plan B, plan C, plan D, plan E to never let these guys go if they can. It seems that that's the facts. They got not guilty in Oregon. Fine, they should be released. Oh, no, Nevada's going to claim them. Then it's like, oh, no, a second trial in Nevada's going to claim them. Then it's like not guilty again. It's like, oh, no, we're going to have to add these discussion points or do this. Or it just seems to never end. And this, again, points to government intentional witch hunt conspiracy stuff, doesn't it?
It really does. And, you know, we said earlier that every day we would come at this whole thing saying, well, you know, they can't shock us anymore. And they proceeded to shock us even more. So, you know, this whole trial has been a chess game that was played as Gloria Navarro being the chess master. And she cheated. They cheated from the get-go. And so, you know, these guys, it's a miracle. It is a miracle that we have two of these guys with us now, and two of them, it looks like today, at the very least, are going to be released into the custody of their families and afforded their right, which should have been from the very beginning, to get on with their life while they're mounting a case, you know, their own defense. And maybe they've learned their lesson here in Nevada that you can't just strip somebody of their right to a fair trial.
All right, I've asked a lot of questions. When we come back, I want Deb Jordan not to have me ask her questions, but I want Deb Jordan, the PizzaAndTillyShow.com. She's live in Nevada. I want you to take this any direction you want. I've asked a lot of questions. You've been so gracious to answer them, but I want you to set the narrative. What do you want to discuss? Next segment in seconds with Deb Jordan on Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, normally, ladies and gentlemen, I ask most of the questions. And the reason that I do is because a lot of people just aren't, you know, comfortable, familiar with being on the radio. And so I try to ask questions and help them. They know kind of what they want to say, but they're just not comfortable or sure how to go about things. And so I ask a lot of questions in an effort to make it easy for people and to kind of highlight the case, the situation, that whatever the discussion points are, in an effort to kind of bring out a logical, you know, flow and story. And that's kind of my role as the talk show host. However, when it comes to people like Deb Jordan, who are talk show hosts in their own right, that's not really necessary, right? So what I want is, I just want to turn it over to you, Deb, and I want you to talk about, through this whole experience, your thoughts, your feelings, whatever you want to bring up. We want to hear from you. One of the big things the media does not do is let the people talk. What are the wives, the girlfriends feeling like? What are the different folks that are, in my opinion, unlawfully or behind bars, wrongfully behind bars? How are they feeling? I want to hear from the people, Deb.
Yeah, you know, we have been pretty much silenced throughout this whole thing. So, you know, the media, I guess if one of the things that I would want to talk about and want people to understand is that not only do we, the people, need to hold this court here in Nevada accountable for what they did, but I'd like to see the media start holding this court accountable. And in the last couple of weeks, they've done that. We've had very little negative press here here lately. Because the media has come in. But, you know, for the most part, they've been silent. And I really do believe that if the media had come in and they had reported on the facts of this case and what was happening inside that courtroom, that the court of public opinion would have been greatly changed. You know, you said earlier that isn't it something that, you know, now that we are, you know, we've had a sort of a win, if you will, that people are jumping on board, you know. But I think what happens is people need to have that confidence, especially the folks from this area who were a part of the protests during those days back in 2014. The media has scared them to death. You know, the prosecution came in and said that if anybody testified and were a witness to anything that happened that day and were on the ground that day, that they too, had the chance of being prosecuted and finding themselves in exactly the same position that our defendants were. So we had a lot of people afraid to say anything, afraid to speak out. A lot of those politicians that were in that wash that day, I believe that Michelle Fiore was the only one. Well, her and I believe there's another representative, her name was Shelley Shelton, but they've been silent for the most part, too. But, you know, they were the only ones who spoke about this at all. Political careers have been ruined, aspirations for, furthering someone's political career in this area were threatened. So people's very lives were. So when they see us going through the things that we've gone through, of course they're going to be afraid. And when they have a media that comes out and calls everybody who's participated that day an anti-government militant, gunmen, and they start talking about these guys are facing the rest of their life in prison, and they hear the stories about how we've all lost everything, and they don't hear the real story, which is the judge, of course, and the prosecution and the United States government causing all of that to happen, and they aren't held accountable. Then, you know, people aren't going to come out and say, hey, I was there, I was a witness, and what's happening to these men is absolutely wrong. And we've had very little of that. And I hope that that changes. And as far as the wise go, yesterday there wasn't a dry eye in the courtroom. It was packed, of course. The Bundy family themselves have been very supportive of Andrea. And the rest of us, we've all become very cohesive in the last 19 months. The women that this is happening to are some of the strongest women I've ever met in my life. And we support one another and we stand by one another. And I think that's one of the big stories in this, is how the women stay cohesive and stay together and made it through this first round. And it wasn't easy, but, you know, together we can, you know, we've proven that we can withstand whatever the government brings against us. And I think it's a huge story. And I think that if people see what has really happened here, then maybe they won't be so afraid to stand up and say, hey, you know what? We cannot allow the United States government to try to prosecute these men, you know, using government overreach, you know, just like they did at Bundy Ranch that day. So I'm hoping that Stephen Myrie and Jeff Sessions has gotten the message loud and clear that the American people just are not on board with this. And just looking at the hard time that they've had two times in a row, getting a jury to agree with them tells you the story about what's really happening here, what's really happening in this case. It's unpopular.
And you can see why she's a talk show host, ladies and gentlemen. She gets it. She understands. She knows how to lay out her case in a very cogent, very delightful delivery. So, Deb, what can we do to help the Pete Santilli Show? It's one thing to get family back together, heart and soul. It's another thing to do that while trying to get your radio show back on the air so that you got a livelihood and everything else. What do we got to do to help Pete and you guys with that?
Well, you know what? I mean, Andrea had a great she had a great response to that. The best thing that people can do is start calling now your local representative and your local officials. We seem to be getting more done on the local level than we are on the federal level. Local voices are so important. Talk to your neighbors about what's happening here in Las Vegas. Talk about these trials and don't be afraid to. Obviously, the government doesn't have as much power as they thought they did. And
you know, Andrea, I'll give you a reason.
Actually, this is Deb now, though. But go ahead.
Oh, sorry, Deb. I'll give you one reason why, the National's not getting it much is when you look at, for example, the Drudge Report, there's no report on here about anything.
Come on, Matt. Disappointed,
you know,
sir.
You look at... You enter Las Vegas Bundy, and all you get is Las Vegas Sun, KLAS TV. Now, New York Times, 11 hours ago, did one. I suppose it's on the back page. But
USA Today did one as well.
Says no guilty verdicts in Bundy Ranch standoff trial. Highly cited. You got Arizona Central, azcentral.com. You got Las Vegas Review Journal. But you just... You know, at least in the past, when you put in Bundy and Drudge, you know, there's a one from 2014, one from 2017 that said spooky things happening at serial killer Bundy. You know, it's not the right Bundy thing, but mm-hmm. there's not the coverage that there should be. But that's how we always say, he who owns the media makes the rules.
And the media... is very important here because they can change the court of public opinion and they can get people on board and they can make it popular and cool, if you will, for people to fall on the right side of this thing if they only start telling the truth, you know? And so that's what we've been waiting for. I think there's also a piece done in the LA Times, and they're not generally on our side in this thing. So, you know, I haven't read that article yet, but all of the other articles that I've read seem to fall in the right place and at least try to hold the government accountable for what they've done to us out here. You know,
yeah, the L.A. Times headline reads, once again, a jury rules in favor of Bundy supporters in their 2014 standoff with federal agents.
And I understand why they're saying standoff, but I would prefer to say defense against hostile government bureaucrats is what I'd like to, you know, explain.
Oh, no kidding. Because, yeah, I mean, when people look at this, and I think in the next trial, people are going to be seeing a whole lot more of what actually happened. During that time period from, let's say, April the 7th all the way through the 12th, they're going to be seeing the faces of the folks who were actually in that wash and who the United States government was threatening by lethal force that day, you know? And I think a clearer picture is going to come forward. And I think the government's going to have a heck of a time convincing a jury that the people in that wash deserve to die. And make no mistake, the Bureau of Land Management was prepared to kill American citizens that day. And we have the proof of it. We're going to show the proof of it. And we're going to show how Harry Reid, Daniel Bogdan, who was the state's attorney at that time, and Dan Love were complicit. And we're going to show where the real conspiracy was. And it certainly wasn't with the people, but it was with those gentlemen that I just named. They are the ones who had a conspiracy to kill American citizens, peaceful protesters, which is the foundation of our country.
We're flat out of time, Deb. Watch the courts today and call me later and tell me what happens, and we'll get an update from you tomorrow on the details there, and hopefully we can get some clarity on Pete and others. We're never giving up on them, Deb.
Terrific. Thank you so much, Sam. Thank you for everything.
Godspeed. We'll all work together for the innocent Americans. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we do. Thank you, Deb.
Thank you.
All right, there she goes, doing a great job. They're all worn out. They've been running day and night to cover this thing and do a great job. We appreciate them. We will keep on this case till the bitter end, till freedom for all happens. That's our goal. We do believe in the sacred cause of liberty. We beg for your assistance and help as well. LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare this nation shall endure.